The Athletics trying to salvage the final game of their series against the Mets at Citi Field. Marcus Semien trying to do his part in the first inning facing Rafael Montero.
The 0-1 pitch, fastball driven deep to left. Back goes Conforto at the track, at the wall. It's gone. A home run for Marcus Semien off the Great Wall of Flushing and caroming back over the wall and into the playing field area.
Had a lot of chances to show whatever it is going to be. 1-1 is hit in the air well to left field by Davis. Back to the track, to the wall, it's going to go. It's a home run over the old Great Wall of Flushing.
2-1, now the pitch to Granderson. Swing and a liner back to the mound, caught by Gossett in self-defense. And that retires the side.
Smoker is ready in the bullpen just in case. 2-0 hit high in the air, left field. Conforto started in with a jab step, going back now to the track. It carries, it's gone. Matt Chapman got it up in the air. It's another solo home run for Oakland, and the A's are in front 3-2.
Reynolds leads from first. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball popped up near first base, backing up Alonso. He's under it, makes the one-hand catch, and the ball game is over. The Oakland A's have salvaged the finale.
The A's salvaged the final game of their series with the Mets, taking the finale 3-2. The Oakland bullpen works three scoreless frames as Santiago Garcia gets his 16th save. Matt Chapman, Chris Davis, and Marcus Semien each finished with two hits, an RBI, and a run scored. The Mets can complete the sweep of the Athletics. Manager Terry Collins spoke after.
Steve, he just, you know, the two hanging sliders killed him. And those are the things, you know, we talk about when you're a young guy and, you know, they have the mindset of pound the zone. But once in a while, you got to go out of the zone. And, you know, certainly in a close game, you get hurt, two outs, nobody on you. So,
is he someone at this point, though, now that it's been, you know, a month where he's at least consistently gone out there and held you guys in games, that the trust level is starting to rise in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, he throws strikes, uses his pitches. He just got to, you know, he's got to make some, you know, the pitches that count. And he's done a nice job. He did a nice job today. We didn't have many opportunities, but, I mean, he gave us every chance to get back and win the game.
Ken?
Terry, 6-4 on this homestand, two series victories and one split. Do you think that's enough to change the vibe that you had going into the break?
You know, Ken, I can't answer that. I think it is a change in the clubhouse for sure. You know, the perception outside, I don't know, but I certainly think the guys think they're playing better. Again, when you have some well-pitched games, that means a lot. We've just got to get the big guy going. I mean, when we get him going, it's a whole different lineup.
Howie?
Terry, you said before the game, you know that when you come back, this team might look different, and you've dealt with this year after year, but is it any different this year given what the team has done the past 2 years and what the core of this group has accomplished?
Well, it all depends who may not be here, I guess. But certainly, you know, we're going to go, and the next week's going to be hard. I will do the best I can to try to keep their mind on the game and away from the worrying about who's the training talks are about. But for sure, we've accomplished a lot through some tough times here in the last couple of years, and we continue to reiterate the fact that it can be done again. We just got to get, you know, 6-4, like Kenny said. Sometimes that's not good enough. 8-2 is good enough, you know. But we've got to hopefully have a go out and have a good road trip. We come off this road trip 6-4, and I think that'll be a good statement.
Up next, the Mets begin a series in San Diego against the Padres on Monday.